I was so blessed by a conversation that I had with my sister today. And when I say sister, I'm not saying blood natural sister, my spiritual sister, my sister in Christ, someone that is in my holies of holies. She said something to me that was so powerful, and it just was a quick term, and I was thinking about it. We were connecting, just having our download time, something that we've adapted since we no longer live in the same state, of finding new ways to connect with each other, may it be better listeners when we text to each other and giving each other's highlights, or having an hour-plus conversation as we did today. Just touching, just getting us both back on the same page of our lives. She said to me, "That's why you're my sister." And I say it with that connotation, that emphasis, is because culturally in our community, we have a vernacular or a way of using speech where when we're in agreement with each other, we may say, "That's why you're my N-word." But my sister and I, we don't use that language. We use it, we use terminology that says, "That's why you're my sister, you're my brother." It means the same thing to different people. And it's so much power that is in your words. If you think about it, if I say that you're my sister or my brother, that means we have a kinship with each other. That means we're related in such in a certain type of way. We have a shared heritage. If I call you, if I call you out of your name and call you the N-word, even though it's considered to be the same thing as a brother or sister, in real world terms, it means that you're a low-life human being. That's why you're my low-life human being. I only take a pause and make reference to this because I've always been a bit careful about the words that I use to describe those that are around me and myself. And as I get a bit older or wiser, I am even more careful of the words and labels that I put out there into the atmosphere. One thing that I remember in a past relationship, whenever my ex would say something to me, he would generalize. And I would tell him, "Don't put a label on me. That's not me." And so just going back to the conversation that I had with my sister, it just was wonderful to hear her and myself continue that line of kinship of in our communication, that love in our speech to each other, in calling her my sister, or her calling me her sister. We were loving on each other verbally. So just wanted to share that little nugget with you guys. Next time you have a conversation with your friend, your brother, your sister, be careful how you call them, how you label them. You're speaking into them seeds. I know for sure I would never want to call my sister the N-word because of its definition. Not just because of the history that surrounded the word, historically and currently, but the definition, she is not my N-word, she is my sister. That means we are connected through our experiences, through our blood, and because she is my sister in Christ, we are connected by his blood. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Have a blessed and prosperous day.